Welcome. Please come in. You're lucky to catch me in. I have to go to Odessa today to collect a girl off the ferry from Istanbul. As for the airport, sometimes I think I should just take my bed up there and move in. Sometimes, yes, they drug girls, take them from the fields, drag them off the streets, and bundle them into the boot of a car. But they don't need to go to all that trouble if the girls are happy to travel. The gangs call that happy trafficking. There isn't anything happy about happy trafficking, is there, Irina? I was 17, at college, training to be a teacher. One day a girl I went to school with came to see me. She was working at an expensive restaurant in Greece, she said, making a good salary. She could get me such a job if I wanted. I needed money. My mother was ill. I agreed to go and my friend organized everything. Another friend met the flight in Athens. He told me the waitress job was finished, but there was work in Italy. We arrived in Milan, and that was when I found out what my school friend had been working as. And to buy her freedom, she had promised to recruit a new girl. The men were Russians. There were three other girls. We were all locked in the same room until a customer came. Sometimes I made €1,000 a night. I got nothing. And at the end of each night, the Russians would come into our room and rape us all. Escaping was not easy. You cannot just jump out of a window and be free. But one day, the door was left unlocked and I ran. The others were too scared. I went to a church and the priest telephoned Liena.